to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and the Bot. Here are phone lines here, 605-4567. Joined today by Bad Bob.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
I just spilled Bob's coffee everywhere.
That's the way to start out this morning. Good morning.
And, of course, I'm joined by my light of my life, Linda Bot.
Well, good morning. It's 7:05. We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. Hey, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday, actually. So many of you will want to celebrate Saturday. So we're just going to throw some ideas out at you, because I know for guys it's extremely stressful. And for girls it's extremely stressful. Girls make it even more stressful for guys. So just to give you some ideas, it is Wednesday, so start planning now. If not, just do what you're going to do now. For instance, you know, the steakhouse downtown is going to be doing a beautiful romantic Valentine's evening. That's Market Street Steakhouse. And tell your server that he heard about this on KCNR. Receive one free appetizer. We love it when small local businesses spread the love to us, and we want to spread the love to you.
They can get a free appetizer.
Free appetizer.
Just by seeing Carl and Linda.
Yeah, we've heard this on KCNR. They receive a free appetizer with any two entree dinners. So, of course, you've got to have two entrees. You can order off their wonderful menu and enjoy their Valentine's specials, which is either beef Oscar, an 8-ounce filet mignon, which is my favorite, topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce. All these wonderful things. You can get the dipped strawberries and a glass of champagne served family style for $120. The bar is also featuring Valentine's special drinks with a white chocolate and cherry martini and really good stuff like that. So anyway, so there's Market Street Steakhouse. Also for free, like Carl always says, you can, you know what, how some people feel like, I never win anything. Well, go down to Kubler's. Another locally owned family generational furniture store.
I won you.
What? You had to work hard for that.
Yeah.
Need to come around and grab the ring.
We're going to talk about unlucky people with lottery tickets here. Okay.
Okay, so Kubler's. Go down there, and I'm just going to take this on the morning thing. These are ideas for people. You may win the love seat. And Kubler's, we went to Kubler's. They knew that we were starting a station, and they said, you know what, let's do something together. So they said, here, we'll pick out a love seat on the floor, and we'll do this little special Valentine giveaway. So that's what we've been doing.
It's a beautiful love seat. You can enter by just walking into Kubler's.
I would love to have that love seat at our house.
Well, you know, it's one of the things is that we were managed to enter because, you know, they had to come through our website. So I've entered 4,632 times.
Well, we can't enter.
Until I found out that we can't win.
Can't enter. We want you to win.
That's right. You know what? It is beautiful. And all you have to do is go into Kubler's. It's on Churn Creek. It's next to Cool Hand Luke's. Go in there. Just put your name in there for the drawing, which is going to be Friday at
7:45.
7:45 right here. And then we're going to, or you can just go to our website, KCNR1460.com. Go down to our picture, click on it, and enter. Just put your name. We're getting lots of those, too, so keep it up. You've only got a couple of days left.
Well, let me tell you how we do our drawings. It's very old-fashioned. We take all the names, and we put them on little pieces of paper, and we write them on little pieces of paper, cut them up, and stick them in a hat.
Bob's hat.
I'm not kidding you. We do it in a fedora hat. It's old-fashioned. That's the way we like to do it, old-fashioned, because we're old-fashioned here.
Bob calls it a
hat. Can you believe it's 37 degrees out? This is fabulous. 37 and foggy, so be careful. A couple more things to throw at you. Our favorite jewelry store, Four Winds Jewelry. Go in there. Leonard will make, he's a great jeweler, honest, and they're on Hilltop Drive. If you're looking to even take an old piece of jewelry and have it remade, and that could really be a special Valentine's. If you don't want to buy something new and you have something that perhaps was an estate piece that was your grandmother's or your aunt's, and you want to have that remade into something very special, it might be really great for your sweetheart to say, I want you to have this. let's create it together. That would be really special.
And that's
one more
Core
thing.
Wins Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
The crab feed for the Red Cross this Saturday night. That's a way to take your sweetheart out and do good for the community. $40 tickets, and Carl and I will be emceeing. We'd love to see you out there. It'll be a great night at Wind River. Okay, so those are just some ideas.
I think you got most of them there, and then there's others I'm sure they're going on that we will be talking about. Of course, the big dinner out at Anselmo's on Saturday. They've sold Sunday out, but they're having their Valentine's Day dinner also on Saturday.
And that's right. And this morning when we were getting ready, we turned on Channel 7 because we always like to watch Cheetah. Morning, Cheetah, if you're here listening. And they did a special on a Shasta Air. For $300, you can take a helicopter ride out to Anselmo Vineyards and do a wine tasting. And that's if you are really being extravagant and not even extravagant. To me, how can you put a price on a helicopter ride over Shasta County? A breathtaking, beautiful experience.
I think one
experience.
Of the last times I rode on a helicopter, there were tracers floating around the air when I was in it. So I'm sure it would be a lot different this time.
We got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Come see Palomar's all-new Highland Park subdivision located in central Reading. 58 lots, many with spectacular views and RV parking. 7 stylish models to choose from, built for the future and designed to stand the test of time. Futuristic floor plans with amenities that include up to 10-foot ceilings, water-wise landscaping, fire suppression systems, designer kitchens with granite countertops, crown molding, and energy-efficient cascade windows installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Cascade windows and sliding doors are designed to block many of the sun's damaging ultraviolet rays with premium insulation. The design innovation of cascade windows from Meeks also provide a contemporary look that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living. These new homes are built to the standards you've come to expect from Palomar Builders and start at only $279,800 with low interest rates, special financing, and federal tax credits up to $8,000. Come build your future with us at Highland Park. For more information, contact Tom Papik today. Phone 941-9534.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. See who we have on today. We have a surprise guest at 7:30 for you. Yes, I know. I see that look of terror on your face every time I say there's a surprise guest coming in. And then at 8 o'clock, Charlie Thompson, who's going to talk with us for a few minutes. And she's the president of the Shasta County Veterans Organization, and a couple other things to talk about what's going on with veterans here in the North State. talk about bad luck. Let's talk about lottery tickets. There was an incident in the paper where a gentleman that was out had bought a lottery ticket and threw it away.
Where was this?
This was in Anderson. Well, this is a Reading Police Department, but it says outside Eureka Way. Anyway, he shows that this man had a lottery ticket. He didn't win, right? So he goes to the trash can, he throws it at the trash can, and it didn't hit the trash can, so it hit the ground. Well, the officer, who was a police officer, just was out there outside the convenience store, saw this. And when he went in, he talked to him about littering as he tried to leave, said he noticed that Easley's black jacket had three patches on its front. First patch had the words white power and a red swastika.
Oh, my God.
While another had two lightning bolts. The third patch was adorned with an eagle holding a swastika.
Wow.
Easley, spotting and this was the gentleman that was arrested, sporting a shaved head, red suspenders hanging down, black combat boots with red laces, and blue jeans rolled up about 2 inches, was agitated when Skeen approached him, the report said.
No typecasting there.
Yeah. I told Easley he had missed his garbage can with a lottery ticket, and he replied, well, maybe if they would empty the garbage cans.
Ooh.
The officer said Easley's clothing and appearance was consistent with that of a white supremacist. Told Easley he was going to pat search him for any possible weapons. Anyway, they found a dagger and tear gas. Now, not only did he not win the lotto, he was unlucky enough to litter in front of an officer who just might have thought that his appearance would bring on a little more consideration. Now, the question you have to ask yourself, is this profiling? Can this be considered profiling?
Well, what do you think?
Well, of course it's profiling. I mean, you go up, the guy is wearing all this stuff. Now, if he had been wearing a...
But he was littering.
Well, yeah, but if I... Okay, let's look at it like this. You, Linda.
Yes.
You get a lottery ticket. Yeah, you didn't win it, or it was a scratcher or something. You walk outside, the garbage can's kind of full. You throw it, it hits the garbage can and falls out.
And I pick it up and I stick it in the garbage can.
Okay. But if you didn't, just say you threw it at it, not really realizing maybe it hit the ground, would a policeman have stopped you?
Well, it depends on how good I looked that day.
Okay, let's go to Bob.
Sorry,
okay,
that was bad.
That's not fair.
Oh,
okay.
I know, that's
bad
not
Bob.
Fair. That was
bad
just tacky.
If you had done this,
how
would
bad
the
I
police
looked?
Have stopped you?
Not normally, unless I copped an attitude,
yeah.
To use a phrase.
Well,
yeah.
Copped
Sorry.
An attitude, yeah.
No, truthfully, if you start, if there is something to be said about somebody who gets in trouble with the law a lot, and they can't figure out why they are targeted. And I'm not even talking about my experiences up here in Reading with people that I know. I'm talking about, you know, living in earlier in my life in a larger market. But I knew a few people who said that they would get picked on for no reason. But I think those two people that I do know. I just have a real cocky attitude. They're cocky. And I think that's not cool when you're in the presence of an officer. That's the time you are, yes, sir, and you know, I know you have to humble yourself.
Oh, no, I disagree completely on that.
Well,
you don't have to humble yourself
well,
in front of a police officer.
Well,
what you're doing is, you know, if you're being polite to the officer.
Polite is fine.
You know, and they're being polite. You do not have to kiss parts of their anatomy.
I agree.
To get along with it. But you don't have to humble yourself in front of anybody.
But you have to throw an attitude either.
Well, no. Like, now, see, there's the problem. Now, Chris Rock did a great... He did a great piece about how not to talk to police. Because if you talk to police wrong, they pull you out of the car and they beat you. And, I mean, it was, of course, a humorous part. But including having the woman that rides with you.
I remember.
You can be nice to the policeman. If she's saying terrible things, they're going to pull you out of the car and beat you. They're not going to beat her. But let's go back to this. Here's this guy wearing his black leather jacket, his swastikas, his, you know, up with Nazis or whatever it is, the shaved head, the red suspenders, the combat boots with the red shoelaces. Now, some people would think it's another sign on his back that said, arrest me. You know, hey, look at me. I'm obviously a bad person, so you need to come over and check me out. Well, he got checked out, and I guess he's in jail right now. But, you know, it's true. I mean, would he have been, would a policeman gone over there if he hadn't had the daggers, the swastika, and everything else, and just the general appearance. What does it take to be? But what does it take to have a policeman actually notice you? I mean, because there's got to be other things. Because it seems like they pull cars over and they get loads of drugs. What's that car look like? Why is that car a little bit different than my car? Is it different than your, you know, your SUV driving down the road? What is it? Is it something that they come up? Is it a profiling thing? And by the way, profiling. Is profiling really wrong? Let's talk a little bit about this after we come back from break. It's Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8 at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details. Get in the program and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage in our new location at the Redding Convention Center this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wildlife Show, Exhibits, Trucker Skills Competition, Equipment Displays, Exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2010 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend in its new location at the Redding Convention Center. Sponsored by California Forestry Association, Campbell Group, Fruit Grower Supply, Greenspal, Hat Creek Construction, and Les Schwab Tire Centers.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's currently 36 degrees outside. Foggy. 605-4567 is the call. It's 7:23 in the morning in case you're just joining us.
You know, somebody sent me an email several times. In fact, there's several people sent it to me about the profiling thing. But they were talking mainly about in airports and how, you know, if every attack was made by, attacks in this country, 9-11, the bombing in the Christmas Day attempted bombing, the attacks on the coal, the attacks, you know, different attacks. So if you're a Arab male between the ages of 16 and 45, and since all of those attacks were carried out by Arab males, or Arab-appearing males, between the ages of 16 and 45, is there a reason to profile? And I was carrying this down a little bit further, of course, to our town. If you're wearing things, if you're wearing uniforms, that, and that's essentially what this guy was wearing, that has, you know, white supremacist stuff all over it, and you break the law in front of a policeman, can you expect to be profiled? Let's go to the phones. John, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Are you there?
Yeah,
yes.
We're here.
Go
you
on
are,
a,
huh?
Yes.
So much. Listen, I was listening to what you were talking about, the profiling thing, and I have had a problem with this for some time. I mean, profiling is a routine way of life and a reality for everybody in every circumstance. And the idea that we should, you know, even attempt to restrict profiling to anybody is nonsense. I mean, if you see a person standing beside a swimming pool and he's got a Speedo on, can you make a fair assumption he's going to go swimming?
You can make a fair assumption he's going to go swimming.
If a person's standing on a platform and he's got a trumpet in his hand and there's a whole bunch of other musicians there with varying instruments, can you assume that he's there and he's going to be playing with the group and he's a musician?
Well, if that's what he's got in there in his bag is a instrument and not a, you know, is a sandwich.
Well, my point is, though, that the majority of decisions we make are based on experiences we've had. And the experiences we've had represents profiling. We profile every circumstance that comes into our daily operation of life. And I don't see that there's a problem with it. I think it's sensible. I think if police didn't profile, they'd be putting themselves in danger and not doing their job for the public.
My opinion. Well, I think police do profile. And I think no matter what anybody says, police will profile. To stay alive, they have to profile.
Exactly,
but they can't say it. But so then, what happens then is then you get the 60 or the 85-year-old grandmother getting wanded and searched at an airport because we can't say we're profiling. So we're just going to thin out our resources by doing things like that and trying to cover all people and say, oh no, we're not profiling. When indeed we're looking for a specific type of individual. In this case, the policeman that was there watching him was saying, here's a guy that could be a troublemaker. I mean, he's obviously a white supremacist, and I need to take a look at him. And then the guy gave him a chance to do it. Now, it doesn't show. Now, you may not think littering is a good enough reason, but the only thing the policeman had to do was he had to have a reason.
It fits the profile.
Yeah. Now, the question is, did the policeman see him and follow him there?
Well.
And if he did... is that profiling, or is that just a policeman saying, this guy looks suspicious, and that's what, policemen do?
That's what they do. That's their job.
Well, the thing about profiling, though, is that a lot of people are profiled on race reasons, not necessarily what they've done. And I'm not saying that's happening around here, but, a lot of people because of, if you're of a Middle Eastern descent, And you're walking through the airport, and people pull you over just because and keep you there for 35 minutes talking to you just because you're of Middle Eastern descent.
And you have a little metal box in your hand.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to have a metal box. You just have to. And so you can see where, just because I'm Middle Eastern doesn't mean I'm a terrorist.
That's true.
There's a fine line there. So.
Yes, there is.
Okay, John.
Have a good day, you guys.
Okay,
all right, you too.
We got
enjoy
right
the
here.
Sunshine.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Currently 37 degrees and foggy. Our special guest, I know who you're talking about now, because I can see him through the glass.
Well, we have two special guests.
Oh, well, I don't know about the second one. I can only see the first one, but I can't wait till after our special break here, and I think you might just be a little amazed who's in the studio.
Yeah.
Anyways, Carl Lindebach, we're always taking your phone calls, 605-4567, and your emails, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah,
shoot us an email. We've got our computers up while we're on the air if you have a question or something and you can't get to the phone.
Yeah, just send it to Linda at KCNR. Forders in here. Our guest today will be Charlie Thompson. That's at 8 o'clock after our special guest. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Okay, you have 20 seconds left to fill.
Oh, okay, Bob, you brought me down with that little finger movement there that said it was over. No, you put it down all the way to the way there. Okay, we've got a couple more seconds here. Now it's Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The stock markets are open for business as usual today, despite the East Coast blizzard. And America continues to import a lot more than it exports. The trade deficit in December grew to more than $40 billion. Economists say that's actually a positive sign that we're buying more foreign products. Maybe not Toyota's, though, at least not for now, until Toyota fixes its gas pedal and brake issues. Today, Toyota said no thank you to efficiency award for its Prius hybrid. Toyota said at this time it would not be appropriate to accept such an award. And here's a headline to make the folks at the New York Times smile. The Times Company, which also owns the Boston Globe, saw its quarterly earnings triple. That's due in large part, though, to layoffs and other cost-cutting. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, now just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate details through 3/27/10.
Done?
Done.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. We have, as our next guest...
Well, I have to tell you, I'm just a little blown away because this is really my thing. We're talking about fiddlegrams, Valentine's Day fiddlegrams. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. You are... Tell us about your group.
Thank you very much for having us. We are District 6 Old Time Fiddle Association, and we are a local... group, the Northern California area. We play fiddle music for Valentine's Day, as well as other times of the year, but mainly Valentine's Day.
So $40, all proceeds to support special events, contests, and other California... Tell us the title again.
Oh, California State Old Time Fiddle Association.
Old Time Fiddle Association. This is fabulous, you guys. Okay, so tell us what happens if somebody says, okay, they're going to call you at 241-6265, that's Tricia Ferguson, at 241-6265, and if they say, great, I want to buy you guys come by and do a little fiddling for my sweetheart, what would they get?
They get to choose from a list of songs that we have, and they get a song, a rose, and a card. And we love doing it. We've done it for 15 years now. And it's a great fundraiser for our nonprofit organization. We have fiddle competitions that it supports, as well as workshops, jams.
And I'm a huge bluegrass fan, so why don't you hit it? Let's hear what you've got.
This one's called Old Fashioned Love. One, two,
thank you.
me back on.
Oh, that's so great. Okay.
You know what? This is local radio. I mean, where are you going to hear this when you have... You have, you know, Wally Herger on one day. You've got, you know, Senator Onestad, and now we've got the
old-time fiddlers
come rolling in.
And you guys might think we're going to be, you're turning on your radio right now, you're on your way to work, and you're thinking, where's the political rant? Where's the political rant?
Well, see, you missed me profiling, but now you got the fiddlers.
Now we have
okay.
Love it. And, right. And if you're, it would be kind of hard to profile you guys.
Except you're carrying fiddles.
And I hope we have a good profile.
Oh, this is wonderful. $40 gets you this fabulous quartet here, this group, the old-time fiddlers, that will come out. And if you call 241, I can't read it. What is it?
6265.
241-4265, and they will have at least...
Wait. 241-6265.
Trish.
Yes. We also have, this year, a way to order online with a credit card.
Great. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, at the very bottom there, it shows our URL, which it stands for California State, so CSOTFA, California State Old Time Fiddle Association.
www.csotfa.org. And you're going to get at least one fiddler with an accompanist who will come out. You get a greeting card with your personal message delivered, along with a long stem red rose. And a song, and you guys are great.
Thank you.
You have another song for us? We'd love to hear.
We do.
Yes.
We have a little bit of a more romantic, mushier song. Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Okay, that's the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, and they're doing Valentine's Day Fiddlegrams on February 12th, 13th, and 14th. You can have a fiddler with an accompanist show up at a minimum. You get a greeting card with your personal message delivered along with a long stem red rose. And the only thing you have to do is contact Tricia Ferguson at 241-6265 or go to their website, www.csotfa.org.
Thank you so much.
So
special.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Why don't you play us out? This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You've been listening to the Old Time Fiddlers. We'll be back right after this message.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
We buy. We sell. We trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, ready.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'll pick you up after school.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
You could cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road and enter to win a free love seat. Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Welcome back. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Wow. Wait till you see. Hear the bell?
Yeah, that was me banging my head into it.
The bell means that we've got something really special to announce here.
You know, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is going on, and they have a gent that's going to be talking to them at breakfast tomorrow. His name is Mike Peel. He is the star, or one of them, of Axeman, the TV show that's on weekly about men and women that make their living in the logging industry, and it's not an easy job. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being on our show today. This is really an honor. And it's a great week so far. So what are the plans?
Well, actually, the way it started out, I got to meet up with Sarah Palin on Monday night, which was a great, great honor. I felt very privileged. Got my photo with her. And then yesterday, I got a tour of Sierra Pacific's mill operation, which is a very well-run company. Got to meet a lot of nice new people here in the industry. Doing the radio show today, which is great. And tomorrow, I'm the keynote speaker at the breakfast.
Okay, so
You've been in the logging industry for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I got started when I was 17 years old, and then by the time I was 22 years old, I saved every dime I made and paid cash for a yarder, and had my own business ever since for 28 years.
Okay, for those non-axemen, what's a yarder?
A yarder, that is a stationary machine. It's kind of like a big crane, and it's all guy-lined down. You have a big skyline that hangs out towards the stump, and it yards very steep ground.
Okay. So, now, you got into this with your family, right?
No, I started this on my own. Actually, my dad was a circuit court judge.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was a nurse.
Okay, now you were born in Oregon.
I was born in Oregon, yep. Right.
And you're still living in Oregon, or?
Yes, actually, I was born in Oregon, stayed there till I was 18, went to Alaska for 3 years, stayed in a floating logging camp, and same story, I saved every check that I made. My boss finally had to come to me and go, Mike, we'd like to do our books. Would you mind depositing your checks? And then I came back with a fair sum of money and paid cash for my first yarding machine and been at it ever since.
How did you get involved with the History Channel?
History Channel, what they did, they actually hired a production company out of Los Angeles, and they put ads in the local paper saying, if you'd like to meet us at this bar or this tavern at this time to interview for the show, be there. Well, being a business person in tough times, I didn't have time to do that. Then one of their next phone calls was to Loggers World, which is a publication about Northwest loggers, and the editor of that said, we just did an article on Mike Peel Logging. Why don't you try him? So they filmed this for about a week. They sent all the clips down to L.A. They reviewed them and said, let's give you guys a try. And the rest is history.
It is history. Now, how long has your show or the Axeman been on the History Channel? How long has it been running is what I'm trying to say.
It's been running for 3 years, and it is their most popular show on the History Channel.
And why do you think that is?
I think it just shows life of everyday loggers and that there's actually hardworking people still out there. And you take a lot of people in the cities, as far as they know, logging is dead and gone, and where their 2x4 comes from is Home Depot. They don't understand somebody actually goes out and sweats to make that product.
And it's not just sweats, but in many cases risk life and limb at this.
It's very dangerous out there. You always have overhead objects, and you better have eyes in the back of your head. Even though you expect other people to watch out for you, you're ultimately responsible for yourself.
605-4567. We're taking your calls if you have a call for Mike Peel here. And at the break, before we had you come in, we were talking about how I had asked you if you'd ever been through Reading, and you said you drove through Reading on your way to Camp Pendleton because your son...
My son, Daniel, is 22, and he's a recon Marine based out of Camp Pendleton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. And he's done two tours in Iraq, and he is a model Marine. I mean, he's very dedicated to his service.
Is he looking at making it a career?
Well, actually, what he says, when he gets out, he would like to come to work for me and clean up the company.
You know what? Well, that's but that's not what isn't that what a father wants?
Oh yeah,
his son. You know, he's been done a great job in the Marine Corps, and then come back and work with dad, and so you can hand this down to him.
Yep, yeah. If he takes his military views, which is very disciplined, and applies them to the crew, that will be different.
But I'm sure that you're with what you do in logging and what it is to be involved with. You know, is it called felling or trees? I mean, what is it called when they fall?
We fall trees.
Fall trees.
Yeah.
Okay. So has to be huge discipline and an awareness of that, of everything that's happening around that moment.
Yeah, you better be watching everything around you. And it's not just the tree that you're falling. You need to look for. You need to look at 100 feet around you. There might be a tree leaning up against it. There might be a limb hanging up there 100 feet, which we call a widowmaker. Comes down and whacks you on top of the head. You never know it even happens. Or if you're a bachelor, we call it a bachelor beater.
You know, for that bachelor beater.
We've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, Mike, I'd like to talk about what you think of what's going on in the logging industry.
Okay.
You know, we heard Sarah Palin talk last night or Monday night. And one of the things that she said was, you know, we've got environmental groups from other states coming in and suing Sierra Pacific, in this case Sierra Pacific, so they can't cut trees on their own property.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, and we're going to get more information on that and talk about that one day and help somebody, you know, the loss of your rights on your own property. But, you know, people don't understand that the logging industry just touches so many other facets of our society that if we don't take a real good look of how we're doing this and I mean, a real a rational look at it, we can be in even more trouble in our economy.
And it's producing a commodity in a responsible manner. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Okay, this is Carl Lindabot on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., bring your kids to the Mount Shasta Mall and register for this year's Kids Unlimited Summer Show Camp Performance Encounter.
You know what? Actually, I don't need this script. There. I don't need the script. I've been doing these commercials for years, so let me just tell you about this great program. I've seen these kids for myself over the past few years, and I got to tell you, this is an awesome program. You can't imagine how much fun the kids have during the 6 weeks of this summer camp. They participate in music, art, dance. They really create memories that they'll remember for a lifetime. So, you know, rather than just hanging out, texting, playing videos, watching TV, messing around on the computer, your kids can participate in daily performance classes and elective classes of their choosing. It really is an amazing opportunity for kids 7 to 18. The problem is, it's limited to only 200 kids. So don't let your kids or grandkids miss out. Take them to the mall Saturday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or go online to KUIA.org.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail-order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
You can cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road and enter to win a free love seat. Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Hey you, yes you, join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone, call into my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by the Palisadjo Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadjo Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
A lumberjack! With a bad girl by my side, the larch, the pine, the giant redwood tree, the sequoia, the little whopping rue tree. We'd sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay to sleep all night.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. I didn't realize the lead-in was going to be that long, Bob, but we're here. You know, 36 minutes of watching Bob dance around
the... How could you not? We've got the Axeman in.
Right.
We've got the Axeman
in.
Our guest
is Mike Peel from the Axeman, who's on History Channel. He's going to be the guest speaker at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference kickoff breakfast tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Hilltop Drive. You can go there and see him. You need to buy a ticket. It's $25. Now, Mike, talk about how, you know, when people think of logging, they don't realize how environmentally safe it can be, or it can have advantages with correct logging practices.
Well, what takes place in the mainstream media, you know, when they talk about logging, they show some picture back from the 1950s of some burnt out clear cut, and they represent that as what we do today. I can tell you in Oregon, you know, big wide buffer strips, scenic buffers on highways, leave trees. We have to leave down woody debris. Don't make mud. If it's steep ground, you yarder log, which is where you string your cables out. It's a whole different world. But if people could actually go out in the woods and see what we do to take care of our forest, they'd have a whole different view. And, you know, I have my kids involved with my business too, as many other people do. And you don't want to wipe it out for the next generation. Plus, we want to maintain a good reputation. We're not out there just slaying the forest. We are responsible people in taking care of the environment.
And that's something I think that this whole week is about, is trying to educate people not necessarily the people that have come here for the logging conference, but isn't this luncheon also open to the public?
Yes, it is.
And so in this luncheon and what's happened all week, we've had people that came on to talk about some of the classes that are educating people on how responsible our forest and our forestry and our people working the forest are really conscientiously doing their part in trying to help it be much better for our future.
I'd be glad to talk to anybody about it. We are good stewards of the forest, and also we are producing a commodity, and commodities built America, whether it's farming, fishing, logging, and also, again, I hate to keep repeating it, but in a responsible manner. And if you don't produce commodities, what else is there? How are you going to keep this nation alive?
You know, right now in California, if you want lumber, they have to go to New York to import it from sometimes even another country. And we have, you know, we have the assets right here. We just can't get it cut. It's ridiculous.
And you have the workforce available. And right now, thank goodness, the product demand is coming up, but you can't get anything. And it also produces money for the local government. So I know, like in Oregon, a percentage goes to support the local schools. It's a win-win situation in my mind. And no, we don't want to cut every stick that's out there, but responsible management.
Well, that's a secret to everything. You know, responsible management, not just in forestry, but in fish, in water, and in politics. And we seem to have lost that responsible management idea when it comes to political and to our political parties. And, you know, they've swung so far right or left, or they have forgotten it's the people that they represent. And the people are loggers, they're fishermen, they're miners, they're small business owners. And yet, you know, the latest poll said that like 70% of our people in this country are either very angry or angry at the government.
Yeah, and also you take during budget crunch time, common sense would tell you, okay, guys, let's get this all together. We're in serious, serious trouble. Let's go ahead and harvest some timber for paying our bills instead of going bankrupt.
Yeah, and you know, the legal system is being used to destroy industries that should never even be allowed. Anyway, hey, you know, Mike, you're going to be tomorrow again, 8 o'clock at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. You start talking at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
Yep, I will be there. I'll be talking about the Axeman show and telling how I got started with it and kind of going from there.
Well, thanks and welcome to Reading, and it's been an honor for you to be on our show.
I've received a very warm welcome being here.
Well, you know, Reading's about people and real people, and you know, tell your son Semper Fi.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Charlie Thompson is on here. She is one of our veterans activists, I guess you could call that, except she's the head of the a lot of the different organizations here. This is Carlin Bott, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's coming down an inch an hour.
The more the better. And I hope it snows all night long.
Only because he runs a snowplow business in New York where it's a blizzard. The Midwest getting hit, too, a foot or more from Illinois and Ohio to Delaware and D.C., where it's a record-breaking day. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Dave, snowfall records falling in Baltimore and Wilmington, surely to tumble soon in D.C. and Philly. Still, for some, work trumps weather.
We're trying to save the planet, working on ocean conservation today, so got a meeting going on, so we're going to go to the meeting.
On the other hand, it's bad enough that plow crews and power crews and snow plows are coming in.
It's that bad, they can pull over for a short period.
And Dave Buck at the Maryland State Highway Administration says the snowplow drivers are so tired, they're falling asleep when they stop for a quick sandwich. Dave?
Well, Rich, if you try to fly, you might get this recording today.
Flight canceled.
Planes grounded at many airports, and if the snow didn't shut Congress down, the Fed Chairman would be testifying at a hearing on the economy. What would he say? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz tells us live.
Well, in addition to the stimulus money Congress pumped into the economy, the Federal Reserve, pumped in trillions of its own. In written testimony, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke detailed how he plans to drain it out once the economy recovers. Rather than just adjust the federal funds rate, the plan is to boost the interest rate it pays banks on money they leave at the central bank. That should boost other interest rates, hopefully preventing inflation and another recession. Of course, all of this is still well off in the future. Dave?
Now, Mike, on snowy Wall Street, the Dow down 60 points. Among Wall Street's worries, big debt in Greece. That's leading to a big...
Airports shut down, causing chaos. Unions in Greece are protesting public cost-cutting, including a crackdown on tax evasion. Greece's woes are being followed across Europe. False government reporting left nations unaware that Greece's debt is now more than its annual output.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin says the EU tomorrow will consider possibly a Greek bailout. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Kenny, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. If only she'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over 1 million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
With a snowstorm here, Afghan army troops are digging through huge snowdrifts from avalanches that have left 166 dead. Hundreds more are trapped, buried under cars still in the snow. It's been rumored for weeks, and in Pakistan now it's official, the Taliban leader there is dead.
Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik today confirmed that Hakimullah Massoud is dead. This after weeks of reports that the Taliban chief died from wounds sustained in a U.S. drone strike in mid-January. The Taliban have denied his death but did not come through on a promise to show proof of life. Also, officials here in Pakistan saying that a suicide bomber attacked a tribal police patrol in the northwest, killing 10 people. In Islamabad, Scott Heidler, Fox News Radio.
Honda's joining Toyota with a recall, though not on the scale of the millions of Toyota models dealing with gas and pedal and brake troubles. Honda's recall is an expansion of one over faulty driver's side airbags. 378,000 cars in the U.S., 01 and 02 Accords and Civics and CRVs and Odysseys and Acura TLs. This as automakers all converge on Chicago.
Unveilings at this year's Chicago Auto Show include a new Kia plug-in hybrid concept, and Brett Buren with Ford says they'll be showing off their electric version of the Transit Connect and the 2011 Ford Edge, which offers a
really a big improvement in our powertrains, delivering best-in-class horsepower and unsurpassed fuel economy.
It features what the company calls My Ford Touch Driver technology, with a combo of voice controls and touchscreen.
What we have done here is really brought modern technology into this vehicle. So we do hope it, whether it's younger customers or just customers in general, we do think they're going to be engaged and intrigued by this.
The Chicago Auto Show opens to the public on Friday. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
It failed spectacularly. Put out of its misery, finally.
This is our last Jay Leno show.
And Donald Trump delivered the final blow on NBC.
You're fired.
Fired, thank you.
Bad ratings doomed him in primetime and Conan O'Brien, putting Leno back on The Tonight Show March 1st. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back. Good morning. It's Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. The time is 8:05. 805-805. That's very, isn't that kind of military?
Yes, because our phone line is 605-4567.
And we're taking your calls this morning. Currently 36 degrees outside. It's sunny now, just kind of cracking through the clouds there. And we just want to always say that our weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway. And also we want to remind you that on the 13th, Chef John Stadelli is creating his wonderful five-star cuisine. And go out for some great award-winning wines and enjoy Anselmo Vineyards. We'll see you there.
On the 13th and the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And the 14th is sold out there, but the 13th they're also offering it. And John will be our guest tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about, you know, about holiday meals and Valentine's Day stuff. And also, John's got a head on his shoulders also for political stuff.
Speaking of politics.
Our guest today is Charlie Thompson.
Good morning.
Who is... the new president of the Shasta County Veterans
Affiliated Council.
And that's what we wanted to talk to you about was the what exactly is CVAC?
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is an umbrella organization of the other veterans service organizations and their auxiliaries within Shasta County. It started back in the 1980s, and the objective was to for everyone to be able to come together as one voice and to exert as one group our political power, our desires for veterans in our community. And there's quite a history that I've learned about it within the last couple weeks calling around and trying to talk to some of the people that were involved in the beginning.
Can I just back up a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk about how I met Charlie here in Reading. I just want to give you a background. Charlie is in the National Guard now with the U.S. Army, correct?
Yes, ma'am, with the California Army National Guard, formerly U.S. Army.
Formerly U.S. Army. And then you went through all the training to get back into the National Guard.
Roger.
And you worked very, very hard. Went through boot camp, the whole thing to just go through. I mean, I watched you for 2 years. You wanted this so badly. And then you came and said, Carl, would you swear me in? So we had a swearing-in ceremony at our house. That's how badly you want it. You have three children.
Yes.
How old are your children?
I have to say this over the radio, huh? I have a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 19-year-old.
And that's hard to believe. But
yes, that's
it. So you have three children and who depend on you. And here you have, how many organizations are you in charge of right now?
I think seven or eight.
Seven or eight. And then I just we're always amazed with the other one more addition. I'm like, is this woman can't say no? Is there 500 more sit-ups over there, Charlie. Okay, I'll do it.
I know. That's what my friends tell me. They're like, repeat after me. No.
So what are your chances on being deployed?
I are very good, but not until 2011. Possibly 2012, but probably 2011.
And the reason for that is?
Is just with what's going on in Afghanistan. And, of course, that's not a for sure thing because we haven't received any information yet that it's going to happen. I'm with the 223rd MI, Alpha Company, Det 1 out of Sacramento.
That's and military intelligence.
I'm sorry, yes.
Oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. Except where I'm concerned, of course. And we haven't heard any word of that. It's just, you know, that's just what happens. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the National Guard is to be prepared.
And you are prepared. And you've got your fingers deeply involved in so many. Let's talk about what's happening out at IGO.
Okay. One of the things that I do as part of the California National Guard is I serve in the Honor Guard Team 6 out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And what we do is we provide military honors to our fallen veterans. It's actually mandated by law in the National Defense Authorization Act, I think it is, of January 2000, that mandates that all veterans who received an other than dishonorable discharge be provided military honors. With at least a flag fold and presentation, as well as the playing of taps.
And there's how many funerals go on out there a month?
A month?
Would you say?
I would say in a week there'd be anywhere from 4 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there may be up to 40 a month out there.
Yes. There's thousands, and I think we have around 3,000 burials up there. And since the California National Guard Honor Guard program started in 2000, because that was part of it, there wasn't enough active duty personnel to cover it all, so they tasked the National Guards of the states with it. And in California, we've done over 35,000 since it started.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Charlie Thompson. She's the chairman or the president of CVEC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council, and a few other things. But we're going to come back and ask her on the future events that are coming up for veterans in our city and in the North State. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8 at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value you meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest growing talk radio station in the North State, with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosegrodentistry.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, the finest walk in Humidor in the North State. And, of course, Espresso Joe's will give you any type of coffee that you can think of. They'll make it for you. And right next to Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew in that same building is a place to drink your coffee and use your computer and have meetings there, all provided by Joe and Shelley, who do so much for not just our community, but also our veterans. And, in fact, there are tickets on sale down there right now for the Boondocker Ball. Can you talk about the Boondocker Ball a little bit, Charlie?
Sure. We're working on it right now, putting it together. We're going to have the straight-ahead band. It's going to be a sit-down dinner, pretty much like it was last year.
Hang on just a second. The Boondocker Ball, in case you don't know, is, and I should have set that up better, it's a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. That's being built in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes, it is.
And, in fact, I've heard from Rob Burrows, who, of course, is the president. And
the director curator.
The director and everything else mm-hmm. of this. And he said that they're looking at the architect plans. Anyway, the Boondocker Ball is a way for them to raise money so we can house these beautiful, beautiful historical items. These, you know, they're very significant historical items. Anything from papers to weapons to uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now that I've set it up, now your turn, Charlie.
And so it's going to be an evening of dancing and singing and eating and having lots of fun. There's going to be a dance contest and a costume contest. So you'll want to make sure to give Karen Bozeman at Chameleon Costumes a call and let her get you all fixed up in your best Boondocker attire.
Fabulous. We went last year. It was great. You had Patton there and the Straight Ahead Big Band, and people came out, and we had some serious dancing going on. Very period. It was a great, great time that was had by all. So mm-hmm. highly recommend that you mark your calendar for
March
27th.
And it's tax deductible.
So, yes, it'll be great fun.
Okay, we wanted to talk about, again, you wanted to talk about IGO and the people that can that can get the honors out there.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure everyone knew that military honors are available to any veteran who served in any branch of the military and received anything except a dishonorable discharge. So if you were discharged for medical reasons or, you know, just a regular honorable discharge, as long as it wasn't dishonorable. And that the only thing that you need to do to receive military honors is to just let your funeral director know that your loved one who has passed away was a veteran and that you would like military honors. And also it's very important to know that there's never, ever any sort of fee whatsoever related to military honors. And if someone is trying to charge you a fee, to be sure to call the state office and let them know.
Now, do they have to, be able to prove that he was a veteran, or do they just need a Social Security number? What do they need to be able to prove that the person was a veteran?
Well, it's best and easiest, of course, if you have a copy of their DD-214, their record of service that they receive when they're discharged. But if you don't, if you have a Social Security number, we can research it and find out their service and their discharge, and we do that quite frequently. There's the database where they're verified. We've even done it on a Social Security number and a picture of them in uniform from World War II.
That's usually pretty good. Okay, and see, besides that, out there at the cemetery, and by the way, every other month, the Missing in America Project is out there taking care of remains of unclaimed veterans.
Yes, Fred Salante started that some years ago, and he discovered that there was, you know, quite a number of unclaimed cremains of veterans that were just abandoned in warehouses and back rooms of mortuaries and funeral homes. And so he's created this nationwide project to find, identify, and inter these unclaimed remains of our veterans. And so we do a service out there, the Honor Guard does, with the Patriot Guard writers and stuff.
Amazing how much time and commitment and passion it takes to do this kind of work. But Charlie, you have another job.
Yes, I do.
Besides being a mother.
Besides being a mom, yes, I do. Yes, I'm a business consultant. I do technology and business consulting, and I'm always looking for places to do that in this area so I can remain in Reading. I love it up here. Love raising my kids up here. So Thompson Business Solutions is my business, and I focus on basically just finding solutions for problems that are going on in your company, whether your technology's not working for you, whether your HR is having difficulties, process management, process improvement, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's. Do you mind flashing back a little bit on the packaging, Christmas packaging for the troops?
Sure.
Could you share with us, with our listeners, the statistics there of how many boxes went out and what kind of letters we got back from the troops that received boxes from the North State?
Sure. We sent out approximately 350 boxes to Afghanistan and Iraq primarily, and it was a beautiful event. We've received quite a few responses back. Lieutenant Colonel Navarro was one gentleman who'd responded to us about how the teasing he would get because the boxes kind of trickled into his office. So it was like every day or two there would be a couple more boxes and a couple more boxes, and pretty soon he had like 20 boxes because we'd sent him quite a few on the request of a local person here so that he could disperse them to his unit. And so they separated everything out and dispersed it throughout his unit, but they were very grateful and thankful.
Yeah, I've seen other emails and, mm-hmm. and letters from the recipients of this. Mm-hmm. So it was a great event for Reading to do with that many people involved in it, starting in August with your Martinis with Santa.
Well, we thank you so much for your service and all that you do, and we got to take a break right now.
Yeah, it's Carl Lindebot on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Kurt Largent here of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I want to invite you to tune in this Saturday morning on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent team Real Estate Hour. This is not your ordinary real estate drivel. I promise you, you will not fall back asleep when you tune in. We're the very best at what we do, and we know this market inside and out. So call in. Let me take you from your personal real estate purgatory to the Largent team real estate heaven. There's a reason we've done more than 80 deals this year, even in this current market. Listen in. Find out everything there is to know about Reading Real Estate. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realty.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Wait a minute.
What?
Play that. Play that funky music. I like that drum.
Okay. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460 AM. If you go to our website, KCNR1460.com, we are streaming. And we will be streaming our news. We'll be streaming our shows, others, as we start including them in there. But our Saturday shows will all be streamed. And
this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
I know. I've said that last time.
Okay, but I'm just telling you again, Joe and Shelley out there, come Friday, because guess what's happening Friday?
That's right. We're going to have Jerry Benito is going to be our guest here from 8 to 9.
And then Friday afternoon.
And Friday at noontime, we're going to have him there at our town hall meeting. Will be the district attorney, Jerry Benito, as we did last week with Steve Carlton, the challenger.
And we'll be streaming live.
So and it was come a out lively day.
I like it when we say, come out and ask the hard questions. You can get a cup of coffee there at Espresso Joe's, and then come back to this very nicely appointed room that is a meeting room, and Carl and I are there. And $5 gets you a lunch, and you can hang out and ask. Look at Benito in the face. Ask him the hard questions. Here's your chance.
Yeah, Steve Carlton was there and fielded a number of questions for an hour. It's an hour straight of people with questions on their minds and wanting answers from people that want to serve us in an elected capacity.
And speaking of serving, our guest this morning is Charlie Thompson.
Specialist. Charlie
nice
Thompson.
Segue.
Wouldn't that feel good? You wake up in the morning and say, I'm special.
I'm very special.
Specialist Charlie Thompson.
I'm special.
U.S.
Just
Army.
Like 400,000 other specialists.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And you might know that name because Charlie's so involved with just about every possible veteran committee and any kind of fundraising thing and every kind of veteran thing. Very honorable.
We'll raise funds.
We'll raise funds, Charlie.
For food.
Yeah,
Charlie's
exactly.
Got a little sign there. Okay, Charlie, what's going on with our veterans in the near future here? I know the CVAC. How many veterans organizations are there in Shasta County?
Well, there's approximately 30 veterans organizations, and then there are also auxiliaries. So that's one of the objectives that I have for CVAC going forward is to build our membership. When it started back in the 80s, it was basically every veteran service organization and auxiliary in the county that banded together to create this, you know, one voice, because what had happened is they had almost closed down the veteran service office. It was a four full-time staff, and I believe it was Earl Miller that was the VSO at that time, and when he retired, they cut it down to one part-time person. And then when these groups started banding together, and it was under the Department of Housing, went down there and protested and said, hey, you can't do this. We need the Veteran Service Office. The response they got was that it was actually at risk of being closed altogether. So they just, all these groups got together, created CVAC, and started petitioning. They went down to the Board of Supervisors, and I know this happens more frequently now, but back then it was unheard of to pack the house. And there was evidently, I'm told, over 300 people, 300 veterans and supporters that just packed the Board of Supervisors and said, you will not close our VSO. And the county listened. They heard, and they brought back that. And that was when Don Mangrum was hired. And now they moved, instead of being under another department, they moved the Veterans Service Office to its own department with Don Mangrum heading it up and opened it up full-time again. So it showed really the power that if all of our veterans band together, that they could accomplish. And from there, at that point, they started thinking, hey, there's other things we could do here. The Veterans Hall, Memorial Hall, was falling apart. They wanted a Veterans Hospital. That's when they started working on the Veterans Cemetery and the Veterans Home. So if you look at all these things that have come to fruition, it started with the work of CVAC, with all of the organizations coming together and saying, you know, we're going to make these things happen for our veterans.
Well, you know, the power of people is underestimated. You know, one person says, well, gosh, you know, I really can't do anything. But you can. You can get a friend. And you can get another friend. And in this case, I've always asked this question, why aren't the veterans of Shasta County having a larger impact on what's happening here? And, you know, for one reason, veterans are people and they can't agree either. So, you know, trying to get all the veterans together on one subject is like herding cats. However, there are subjects that they can get together,
exactly.
And they will get upset. And the thing about it is politicians have to understand is, you start doing things that are going to harm veterans or their families, is you just don't even want to raise, or you know, you don't even want to wake up that sleeping lion.
Exactly.
So okay, so what's the big thing coming up now? Anything big here in the next month?
No, not that I don't have anything coming up in the next month. We've got the Boondocker Ball in March. Memorial Day, of course, is coming up. I'm the chairman again for Memorial Day out at the Veterans Cemetery. So looking forward to that, and also the one at the Convention Center. But that's about all that I have coming up on my schedule.
Just about all.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but let's, you know, again, mark your calendar for March 27th, because that is a heck of an event. You know, we'll start pushing that a little bit more towards, you know, the beginning of March, because right now we're still trying to make sure that if people are trying to figure out what to do for Valentine's Day, we have several options to, you know, to help you explore.
Exactly. Yeah, and again, those tickets are on sale at Tobacco and Brew. And Jones Fort.
Yeah.
Patrick Jones has got them down there for sale. And we'll have Rob Burrows on here in the next week or two to talk about the Boondocker Ball, but also to talk about where we are with the Heritage Museum.
Okay. And I also wanted to say that I'm always looking for volunteers to help out in veterans services. So just give me a call or send me an email at charlieT@pacbell.net. And I would love to have people get involved and help me out.
CharlieT.
How do you spell Charlie?
.net.
CharlieT. thompson@pacbell.net.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest, Specialist Thompson.
Thanks a lot,
thank
Charlie.
Thank you very much.
You know, when we come back, we're going to be discussing one of the things that's happened in our nation with the anger that's being directed at the government. And it's well-directed anger, in our opinion. And also, what's happening to Toyota? You know, what impact is that having on their ability? Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Blizzard warnings from Baltimore to the Big Apple.
Some wild weather here in Times Square. You can see the neon, but all around it, dark skies. Businesses are salting and shoveling as the snow falls. The wind now starting to whip up just enough to slap you right in the face with the cold, wet stuff. People are on the streets going about their business. Those schools here closed for only the third time in 6 years.
Fox Radio's Lori London. In the nation's capital, the federal government closed for a third day. Some people in Illinois shaken awake this morning.
An earthquake measuring upwards of 3.8 hit about 45 miles northwest of Chicago. What felt like a snowplow speeding by made this deep sleeper take notice of the rumbling windows.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper and Space Shuttle Endeavour, now part of the International Space Station, docking early today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Come and enjoy a romantic Valentine's evening at Market Street Steakhouse. Tell your server you heard this announcement on KCNR and you'll receive a free appetizer with any two entree orders. You can order off their wonderful menu or enjoy their Valentine's Day specials, like an 8-ounce beef Oscar filet mignon topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce. Choice of side dish and dipped strawberry. Or dinner for two includes a mouth-watering 6-ounce crab-stuffed lobster tail, 8-ounce filet mignon, choice of two side dishes, heart-shaped red velvet cake, dipped strawberries, and a glass of champagne served family style for $120, excluding tax or gratuity. The bar is also featuring Valentine's drink specials, like a white chocolate and cherry martini, strawberry champagne, or an ultraviolet. So make your reservations now at 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse, located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. If you go to KCNR1460.com, we're streaming. And we're going to be in, you can hear all of our shows in the archives on freefireradio.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And, you know, one of the things that's been kind of a tragedy in our nation this year, and you don't even hear about it that much because they're small, you know, and not small, but they happen and don't really touch people unless you're in that community. Last year, 6,000 auto dealerships shut down. 6,000. And if you figure that you have an average employee rate there of 30, so many people out of jobs. So many people out of jobs. And the year before that, there was like, I think, 600 or 300, a low number. That's how many of these dealerships have gone out of business. And one of our local dealerships that's been here a long time.
And a very good friend, very good friends, the Arianos.
Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, it's a sad time, but yet they were able to sell the dealership and kind of splitting it up. And SJ Denham is going to be
another local that's been here forever.
And that's great. So they're going to be taking the, is it the Nissan part?
I believe so.
And then the Subaru will go over to Toyota.
We'll go to Lithia.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's a thing that it's the oldest Nissan dealership, I think, in California, maybe even the United States.
They have been dealing cars from that location, I think, since 1974.
All right.
And so Ted and Pauline, you know, we'll miss coming in and saying hello, but they're good friends. We'll always see you. But thank you for serving our community. And they've done so much in the community as individuals. You know, of course, we do know that Pauline is along with the committee who started up the
Families Honoring Our Troops, which puts the names of everybody that has served in the military on those three granite obelisks, and that monument down there by the library. And you can't say enough about that. Pauline and
their son Chandler was a Marine.
That's right. Yeah, you know, Donnie Greenberg and her son, who was also a Marine, you know, they helped us up. But there's many, many other people, of course, involved in that. But for Ted and Pauline, is that we wish you all the best of luck.
In your new endeavors.
You know, whatever that's going to be, and it will be something. I know that you're thinking about a number of things. But, again, it's just an indicator that, you know, what's going on with the economy. You know, here we are. 1 year into our new presidency, and you know, even though that it's been made a joke, you know, the hope and change, you know, the Rolling Stone magazine, which is by no means a conservative piece of journalism, went after Obama.
You know, I think when we sit here and we talk about these things, if I were to pick out a list. The top of my list of what's really irked me are the bailouts and not having accountability for where the money went with the banking bailouts. I'm furious over it.
Well, you know, and you should be furious. I mean, the thing is they've used hundreds of billions of our dollars to bail out the banks. And the problem is, and you listen to them, you listen to even the bankers and the Wall Street people, the ones that head up these giant companies, is there's no accountability, for one, which is what you just said, darling. But the other thing is that there's nothing changing. We are setting ourselves up again for this one more time. The guy from Goldman Sachs, the head of it, said that. There's no changes. And then you get into this thing where, you know, Obama came in promising we're going to do business a different way. Well, backroom deals with pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, with unions, with anybody that had any impact, but backdoor deals, backroom deals, but they came in there. Why aren't the lawyers screaming? They were in there already. Pharmaceuticals were already in there. You know, this is not the way you make change. And like I said, the Rolling Stone magazine in their latest edition, you know, where is the change? What is he going to do to make things right? Well, he can't. And not the way he's going now. Where's his leadership? Where's Obama's leadership? Where did he jump into the process? You know, he talked about health care, but yet he didn't jump into the process of it. The pharmaceutical companies came in. So then, when it comes out, with leadership, he could have probably done anything he wanted. I mean, he had the supermajority. He could have pushed it through. But his ideas were wasted. His ideas were wasted because they didn't follow through with them. There was no leadership there. And that, my friends, is danger. If people perceive this man as weak, if the rest of the world perceive him as weak, are the Iranians going to stop enriching that uranium? They're working on it right now. You see them stopping? Do you see that Chinese? You know, it said that the Chinese did not want, you know, that gave him an ultimatum not to see the Dalai Lama on his way over there.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you just imagine telling a leader of, hopefully, I thought we were like the strongest nation in the world. I think somehow that's kind of subsiding, which is a really sad thing to me. I don't think our patriotism has died, but maybe in the eyes of the world, there's something that's just very unsettling. But to think and if he doesn't go see the Dalai Lama, shame on him.
Well, on his original trip, he didn't. Now they're saying that he will. Now, on the other hand, we sold weapons. We signed a weapons pact with Taiwan, and that really upset the Chinese. Okay, so what? Or the mainland Chinese. Okay, well, so what? Here's the other thing, though. Decisions that are being made. Why would you take a terrorist out of Guantanamo Bay and want to try him in New York next to where the man that had planned the 9/11 attacks? Why would you want to put it in New York City? What are you proving, especially when Holder and Obama said, well, he's not going to be found innocent, he's guilty. What kind of, if we're going to put our trial system and show what our trial system is to the whole world, how can you have the Attorney General and the President say he's already guilty?
We're putting our nation in danger by doing this. That's just, that's how I feel. We're putting our nation in danger. Just, it makes me so mad I want to moo. We'll be right back. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
I'm Rick Hill with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, and I value long-term relationships with my clients. Relationships built on serving clients well. Relationships spanning decades. I know that building relationships begins with getting to know each of my clients. That's because each investor has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. I can help you create a personal investment strategy to meet your financial needs. So call me at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. So do you feel safer? Do you feel better off in this last year? Do you think that there's been some mistakes? Do you think that the president has a clear idea of where he's going? This latest poll, 70% of the people are angry or very angry at the government for what they've been doing. And it's not just at Obama, even though his poll, again, ability rating has dropped again, or people that approve of his job has dropped again. It's not just Obama. It's the government in total and what they're doing. Perhaps the best thing that's happened to us is a snowstorm there in Washington, D.C., so they can't vote on any more of their stupid bills. Maybe they should come in here like once a month and take a good look at what's going on there instead of every day just piling more and more legislation on us. What's the problem with going through it and finding legislation that should be eliminated? So what? So do you feel safer? Do you feel like it's better? 605-4567. Is it the way you want this country to go? Is in the way we're going right now? It's a funny thing, but the when you look at what's going on and people that cheer for an administration and cheer and castigate an administration for making mistakes. That, George Bush, George W. Bush has been piled on for the last, what, last year or 18 months. Anything that could be blamed on President George Bush was blamed on him. Anything from global warming, which, by the way, global warming, another subject we're going to get into here in the next few days, is global warming. Have things changed? Now the fact is the debate is not global warming, but environmental change there. Anyway, President Bush's emergency plan for AIDS relief that was launched in 2003 focused largely on treating patients in urgent need of medicine. But President Obama's administration's program has shifted away from emergency treatment. Peter Mugane, who heads Uganda's Joint Clinical Research Center, a leading AIDS treatment clinic, is quoted as saying, "President George W. Bush is a hero in this country." George W. Bush is a hero in Africa for the way that, for the treatment of HIV in several African countries. They received about, Uganda received $929 million from the United States between 2003 and 2008 and used it to provide 150,000 people with HIV therapy. The United States at this point says that to switch an emphasis from treatment to prevention. Well, as the people are saying, as Peter Mugane says, we had drugs under PEPFAR. We didn't have to turn patients away. Well, they're doing that now. And I find it a little bit ironic that where George Bush is hailed as a hero in Africa for helping with AIDS, and our first African-American president is being castigated by the Africans for not helping them with their medical problems. I just find that somewhat ironic. But going back to our original premise here is the way we're heading, and can we stop? Can we turn this around? Was the election in Massachusetts of Scott Brown, was that the first sign that things can be changed? The Tea Parties, where all of a sudden they're starting to be taken a little bit more seriously. They're not being ridiculed and said that they're the puppets of Republican masters. I mean, you know, some still do. If you listen to MSNBC, which is also going down the tubes, you hear that. But they don't seem to realize is that this is a genuine movement, the Tea Party movement, that it's not just Republicans. Yeah, there's Republicans in it, but there's also middle-of-the-road Democrats. There's many independents that are in it. The independents are going to be the ones that sway the elections. They've come down hard on the side of Scott Brown. They're coming down really hard against what President Obama is doing with his administration. So you've got Tea Party groups, and there's other groups that are forming for one reason, is to take back America, to take back and actually have something to say about what's going on with our government. Are you tired of that? Are you tired of feeling like no matter what you say that you're being ignored? Do you feel like your representatives have just completely lost touch with what America is? When your representatives are making millions of dollars a year, or they're making huge salaries, have they lost touch with those of us who don't make that much money? Are they voting for what we need? Are they out there representing us? What can we do? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., bring your kids to the Mount Shasta Mall and register for this year's Kids Unlimited Summer Show Camp Performance Encounter.
You know what? Actually, I don't need this script. There. I don't need the script. I've been doing these commercials for years, so let me just tell you about this great program. I've seen these kids for myself over the past few years, and I gotta tell you, this is an awesome program. You can't imagine how much fun the kids have during the 6 weeks of this summer camp. They participate in music, art, dance. They really create memories that they'll remember for a lifetime. So, you know, rather than just hanging out, texting, playing videos, watching TV, messing around on the computer, your kids can participate in daily performance classes and elective classes of their choosing. magazine. It really is an amazing opportunity for kids 7 to 18. The problem is it's limited to only 200 kids, so don't let your kids or grandkids miss out. Take them to the mall Saturday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or go online to KUIA.org.
If there were 100 people in our town, we'd need a couple of traffic lights. If the following year there were a lot more people, we'd need a lot more traffic lights. But if we didn't answer the census, we wouldn't know how much we've grown. We'd still have a couple of traffic lights and a whole lot of gridlock. Answer the census. It's how we get our fair share of funding for the things we need. Look for the census in your mail mid-March. We can't move forward until you mail it back. 2010 Census. It's in our hands. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. Learn more at 2010census.gov.
We buy. We sell. We trade. Gold at the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive. Ready.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Anselmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Stadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
It's a holiday happening at Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Take advantage of this unique opportunity. Great styles at great prices. Save from 20 to 50% on everything in stock at prices you'll appreciate. Colored stones, diamond pendants, men's watches, engagement and bridal sets, and amazing solitaires. It's the perfect time to find that perfect gift at the Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Be sure to visit fjredding.com and fill out your holiday wish list.
LCD, DVD, and HDMI. Oh my! Get help decoding the alphabet soup of consumer electronics Saturdays at noon with Boomer Tech Radio here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Just take those
old records off the shelf. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460, and we're streaming on that. And we're getting into our last segment here. The loss of privacy, again. And this is just our last, you know, for the last couple of minutes, let me talk about what we're having on, you know, this week.
What do you mean?
You know, the full body scanners. That supposedly that once these images are taken, and then they just, you know, they just dump them out of a computer, you know, so... You take one, make sure there's nothing in it, and then it's just dumped. Well, there, somebody complained that they were keeping a full body scan of a star out of India, out of Bollywood.
I guess I'm just really not clear that when they do a full body scan, do they see the flesh?
No, they don't see that. They see the outline and of everything you've got underneath your clothes. So I don't think you can tell who it is.
Okay, so I guess. For the safety of in the crazy world that we're in, so let them scan your body. At least it's not a cavity search. Okay, if you
not
had a
yet.
Choice.
Not yet.
Well,
not yet.
Give me a full body scan anytime, but don't make me.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know.
There is
alternative technology. You know, they've got sniffing machines. And I don't know if I'd, you know, but here it is.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to be sniffed and then, you know, body scanned and then, you know, wanded down and, you know, your shoes are off and then, you know, then they find a little piece of metal someplace. I mean, I know people carrying pieces of metal in their body that send off things.
I'm all for a scanner that sets off the explosive.
Well, we
in a safe place.
In a safe place. Okay. It's like they said is if they don't have it on their body, if they really want you, they can insert it inside their body. So.
Well, and that's why it's good about the full body scan.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's if it works. And the thing is how long does it take? Does that mean you're going to be backed up another hour at the airport? You know, we had friends that just went down and they were flying. And they spent 3 hours waiting to get onto the plane. And then, of course, then the flight's canceled. So, but, you know, just going through the network of all the security is so time-consuming to people. Mm-hmm. You know, our guest tomorrow again is John Stadelli, and who's going to be talking about Valentine's Day treats and a couple of the things that John is so good on.
Let's go to the phones this morning. Dan, good morning. You are on KCNR. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
Oh, fine. Great. Thanks for your call.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I'm the one who won the tickets last Friday.
Oh, great.
How'd that work out?
What'd you think?
We had a great time. I just want to call and say thank you very much.
Well, what'd you think of Sarah Palin, and how was your evening?
Oh, we thought she was great, and I really appreciate what you guys did for us, and we were trying to get some tickets, and just want to say thank you for that.
Well, you know, hey, Dan, you're a listener, and we had tickets for people that listen to the show. We had a lot of people enter that day, so we were glad to be able to give out a set like that. And, you know, it's the thing is that, you know, supporting the community, if there's a chance for us to do that, you know, we do it.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your phone call.
Now, Dan, where are you calling from?
I'm in Cottonwood right now.
Okay.
I work out of Reading.
Well, was the evening and hearing Sarah Palin, was the evening what you expected? Was there any surprises? And share with our listeners from your eyes and ears.
No, she came out and she was good old Sarah. I mean, she stands up for the Constitution and stands up for veterans, and I really appreciate her.
Great.
Okay, Dan, thanks a lot, and thanks for listening.
Hey, can I say something else real quick?
Sure.
You got more time?
Yeah.
Something my wife said I thought might be kind of funny. She said two Sarah Palin tickets, $150. She goes, lunch, $35. And she goes, seeing Sarah live and giving the protesters the bird, priceless. Anyway, I love you guys.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Hey, you know what?
That's what it's all about.
I love our listeners.
And you know, it could be.
Did you get the part, though, about
totally
giving the protesters a bird? And by the way,
yeah,
Record
priceless.
Searchlight, you know, you've got, you know, I realize there's equal representation. You know, you have 15 protesters and thousands of people out there seeing Sarah. So you get the same amount of coverage on it. I guess that's fair. You know, two big articles, one on the 15 and one on 2,000. So,
well,
or 3,000 or 4,000.
Going back to our caller, Dan, that was really fun. We're going to do the same thing with Kublers on Friday. We're going to draw a name out of the hat with all the names that came in, and that's a very beautiful, amazing love seat. So if you haven't been down to Kublers, go down there. Fill out your registration form or go on our website, KCNR1460.com, and we're going to be doing that. I just did the mouth thing again. But going back to our caller, Dan, it's that simple for some people. It's just real clear cut. Constitution,
yeah.
Veterans.
Well, you know, taking care of the country. Stop cutting deals.
Which veterans do.
Stop making deals behind closed doors. Stop having the special interest groups roll in there, or, you know, people with their little agendas. You know, this is not what he promised. This is not anything like he promised, and yet it's happening. He's just doing, again, what happened before. So, you know, and you know, Palin said it, and everybody makes a joke out of it, and it is funny. You know, how's this Hopi Changey working for you?
I don't know. How is it working for you?
Well,
I hope you change
it. It hasn't worked too well.
Hey, we got a last-minute caller coming in here. Let's see. Gary. Gary, you're on KCNR. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got like 30 seconds, Gary.
Yes, I know. So be quiet. I called the Record Searchlight newspaper and castigated the reporter, talked to him. I said, it's a great article, but you get your liberal digs in, mentioning that she was she flew in on a private jet, and that she was met at the airport with an SUV. And so we had a nice conversation, but I want to let you know that have digs and the paper using the AP covering the Tennessee convention.
Yeah.
She did not receive payment. She said on TV, "I will give the money back. I will not accept payment." Because it was going to the Tea Party, and which the AP, of course, did not cover.
Well,
they said that she received $100,000.
Yeah.
So more for the news. Thanks very much.
Yay.
Have a good day, guys.
You bet.
Thank you, Gary. We always love you calling in and just setting it straight.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that everything that's in the media can't be believed. If you want the truth, you come here. The hundreds of thousands that come here to listen to us. Yeah, this
we'll
is,
get to the bottom of it.
We'll
for
get
you.
To it. You know what? And if we don't know it, one of our listeners does. That's for sure. Tomorrow,
we'll see you tomorrow.
John. Yeah, tomorrow, John Stadelli, and Friday, Jerry Benito was going to be on. So I hope you're ready for that. This is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.